Patricia Gosman investigated human rights abuses in Afghanistan for Human Rights Watch. She did research there on a grant from the United States Institute of Peace, and she's been in contact recently by email with people in the region. Professor Gosman, you've written that people are abandoning Kabul, the Afghan capital now, in part out of fear that the Northern Alliance, the group that opposes the Taliban, might be on the way back to power. Why would that be such a frightening prospect?
Well, we have to remember that these factions that make up the Northern Alliance were the same ones that took power in Kabul in 1992, and the years that followed that were ones of chaos in the city, in which the different factions divided up the city and attacked civilians and reduced a third of the city to rubble. Some of the most appalling atrocities of the entire civil war, massacres, mass rape campaigns, and indiscriminate bombing.
Well, if that is how the Northern Alliance, or at least some of its constituent members, are remembered in Kabul, you've also heard that the Taliban's grip is slipping.
That's right. There are reports now, particularly in some of the outlying areas toward the west, of defections within the Taliban ranks, desertions, Taliban leaving the checkpoints. They're not as visible as they had been previously. And in Kabul itself, crime breaking out. I have even heard that Taliban have been breaking into people's homes and stealing things and even watching videos.
Well, if in fact there might be a power vacuum in Afghanistan, and if the Northern Alliance is emboldened, at least by the fact that their enemies now have many emboldened enemies, what, if anything, is the alternative to either the Taliban or the Northern Alliance running Afghanistan?
Well, I think what really has to be avoided is that exactly that kind of vacuum. And I'm afraid that if it's looked at purely as a from a military point of view, without the political component, that's what we will be left with. Right now, there are efforts to bring more Afghans into a dialogue about what kind of transitional process should be undertaken. And on the one hand, there is what's been written about the Rome process involving the former king. There is also, and I think this is where a part of it that's been greatly neglected, mobilization going on within Afghanistan among disaffected Taliban, disaffected Northern Alliance members, members of civil society at different levels, tribal leaders, who see that the ground is shifting now. They see that the mood is for a change in Afghanistan, and what they would like to see, and they have said so explicitly, is to see the UN take a proactive role in trying to bring these groups together to determine the future of Afghanistan.
Now, when you speak of people who've been involved in building civil society in Afghanistan, I just wonder, do Afghans, given their regional and ethnic divisions and the terrible history of the past 20 years, do they really have enough that binds them together to make a national government? Is there enough left of an identity, being an Afghan, that would still make a country work?
It's a challenge. It is no question. The real question is there an alternative at this point? If the alternative really is more bloodshed and anarchy, and I think that's what's driving these people who have lived through all this, who are tired of it. That's what's driving them to seek out some kind of alternative solution, and they're reaching out. I'll tell you what one contact of mine passed on from a junior-level Taliban official. He said that if he could meet with Kofi Annan himself, he would say, "Wake up and do something. This is the window."
Patricia Gosman, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you.
Us today. Patricia Gosman is an adjunct professor at Georgetown University and the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.